This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 8th. God's word for you today is holiness. Our scripture reading is taken from Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7, and it says, "So set yourself apart to be holy, for I am the Lord your God." We worry because we forget God's wisdom. We deal harshly because we forget God's mercy. We resent because we forget God's justice. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 to 7 says, "For after all, it is only just for God to repay with distress those who distress you, and to give relief to you who are so distressed." So, we see that this is not an Old Testament or New Testament thing. It is a consistent nature of God. The difference is in the Old Testament, you go and eliminate them by yourself, but in the New Testament, you step aside and the angels of the Lord take charge of it. David understood that also. David was living in the Old Testament, but operating as a New Testament believer. We resent because we forget God's justice. The fourth thing is we forget God's holiness. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 16 to 18 says, "You remember how we lived in the land of Egypt and how we traveled through the lands of enemy nations as we left. You have seen their detestable practices and their idols made of wood, stone, silver, and gold. I am making this covenant with you so that no one among you, no man, woman, clan, or tribe will turn away from the Lord our God to worship these gods of other nations, and so that no root among you bears bitter and poisonous fruits." We sin because we forget God's holiness. The reason that we miss the mark, sin, do things that we are not supposed to do, and that there is an idol somewhere, is because we forget God's holiness. When you remember God's holiness and that you're a partaker of that holiness, you do not struggle. You just don't sin. Let me give you an example. I was talking with some guys and one of them was vaping. I said nothing, but one of the other guys said to him, "Why are you doing this? Your wife is at home and your children are becoming teenagers. You are setting a wrong example. When your children start vaping, they take it to another level and your wife will be very unhappy." We were all guys hanging out. His response was, "We are all work in progress. Jesus loves all of us." Some people can argue from now till tomorrow whether vaping itself is a sin or not. The real issue is he is missing the mark. He has teenagers and a wife who does not like it. He had a lot of things going wrong for him, pointing to the fact that he should not be doing it. To be holy simply means to be separated, set aside unto God. When we remember God's holiness, we stay away from sin. We sin because we forget God's holiness. God is saying, remember, never forget God's holiness. Let us pray. Father, I will remember your holiness and stay away from sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.